Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins. It's the monthly interview with U.S. Congressman David Young, who represents the Iowa's 3rd Congressional District, which includes Guthrie and Adair counties. David, it's always a pleasure.
It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Yeah, so first off, let's go onto the international scene here with the Supreme Leader Kim Jong-un of North Korea maybe expressing a sense of diplomatic relations here with the United States, wanting to be included on some meetings. What do you know about those developments between North Korea and the United States?
Hearing North Korea may be ready to start talks and coming to the table with the United States is a positive step. Now, I'm hopeful, but I think we should be skeptical at the same time because of North Korea and their past. They're not always willing to get to the table and do what they say and say what they mean. And so any kind of talks will likely be drawn out, complicated and difficult. But I think the right route is to do this in a diplomatic fashion to make sure that North Korea doesn't have any nuclear weapons and we denuclearize them. I give the president great compliments on his maximum pressure campaign. It seems to have worked. You got to compliment as well the president's ability to bring in Japan and China as well to help put pressure on North Korea.
Another topic here on the international perspective, President Trump was mentioning a possible change in the way tariffs are carried out here in the United States for our trade goods. Why don't you give us your thoughts on Trump's tariff policies?
Well, I certainly compliment the president on wanting to make sure that we have a domestic steel and aluminum suppliers and how this fits in with national security. But tariffs are taxes, and those taxes hit Iowans pretty hard. And there's not a moment that goes by, it seems, where Iowans aren't touching steel or aluminum in their daily lives. One of the first things you think about is when you put tariffs on goods, what are the other countries going to do? And the European Union and China have already talked about retaliating. The first sector of the economy that really seems to get hit first when it comes to retaliating is our agriculture sector. We are a commodity state. We are an agriculture state. I worry about any kind of retaliation and what that may do to the agriculture economy. The president, however, has kind of walked back and been pretty strategic about where he wants to place and who he wants to place these tariffs with and on. He's exempted Canada and Mexico. You know, they are NAFTA trading partners, so perhaps there's a reason there to try to gain some more leverage in a better NAFTA deal. But I do worry about the retaliating from China and European nations. I think we need to be very, very careful with this.
President Trump's one of his main campaign promises was to make America first, or you know, his classic Make America Great Again. And that includes putting us on the global scale as far ahead as possible. Are there any piece of advice you would give to the president as to how he should go about maybe putting America in a better economic position throughout the rest of the world?
Well, I think he's done a good job, and you know, with the Republican Congress and the House and Senate, we've led on making sure that our economy is stronger, and we have got some great indicators out there about a stronger economy. And so when it comes to onerous rules and regulations that have been on the books for a while, we've repealed those, gained more sense to our regulatory scheme to make sure stakeholders like agriculture or manufacturers are at the table when we do these. As well, the Tax Relief Bill and Jobs Creation Act is doing some great things for Iowans. We're giving Iowans more of their hard-earned dollars that they work for. They deserve it. They know how to spend it better. We're giving relief to smaller and larger employers, and they're expanding their businesses, investing in their businesses, and hiring more workers. And so those are some things that can be done. I really tip my hat to the president for leading on those things like he said he would do during the campaign.
And let's talk about something that's been, I'm sure, on everyone's hearts and minds over the last month. It was actually a couple of hours after our last interview with you, Representative Young, where the Parkland, Florida school shooting occurred. There's been a lot of debate over the last few weeks. What are your thoughts on how we can solve the crisis of school shootings in America?
Well, those are horrible tragedies, and not, you know, nobody wants to see these again. And when you take a look at this and how to stop this and keep our students and our community safe, it may not always be a federal approach. I certainly do believe states and localities have a role in making sure their communities are safe. At the federal level, you know, we have the National Instant Background Check System. We need to make sure that those loopholes are closed and that people who are receiving guns who shouldn't be able to pass that background check, they've slipped through, and we need to make sure that that doesn't happen. And in the House, we passed legislation to close those loopholes and those holes within the background check system. It's up to the Senate now to act on that legislation, and I hope they do it soon. As well, we'll be taking up some legislation in the House called the Stop School Violence Act. And what the federal government can do there is, if there's some localities and some schools and some towns and some municipalities that are strapped with cash but willing to do those assessments when it comes to preventing school shootings, we do provide funding to help train students and teachers and school officials and local law enforcement officials better how to identify and intervene early when signs of violence do arise. And there's funding available for things like metal detectors, locks, and other technologies to keep schools safe. And our schools need to be a place where teachers feel safe in teaching and students feel safe in learning and parents have that confidence and ease that their communities and their children are going to be safe.
Anything else as far as legislative topics or issues from Washington that you wanted to address now, David?
We're finalizing our spending bill here for the next fiscal year. We've been able to avoid a government shutdown. I foresee that we're going to get an annual appropriations bill funded to the end of the fiscal year. Hopefully, we won't have another hiccup where we're shutting down the government because I'm not for that. So it's important that we budget fiscally sound way and in a responsible way, just like Iowans do and states do every day.
David, coming back here towards the district, we had a large spell of weather, so to speak, with winter storms canceling those office hours that you're going to hold here in Guthrie County. Have you been able to reschedule those?
Yeah, on Monday, March 26th from 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., I'll be at the Guthrie County Courthouse in Guthrie Center. And so I look forward to these open office hours and sitting down and having great conversations with my bosses.
Once again, that's David Young, U.S. Congressman with Iowa District 3 House of Representatives. David, anything else you want to get out there right now?
Just want everybody to have a safe and good week.
Thanks, David, for joining us. And for Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.